Okay, here we go. Good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam Hilchos Yontif, Perek Aleph, Halacha Chof Aleph, Chapter 1, Law 21 in the Maznaim text. It's page 192 and 193. Now we're going to talk about, for the rest of the Perek, the idea of the 2 days of Yom Tov. That's the subject for the rest of the Perek. Zesh ano oisim b'chutzol aretz kol Yom Tov me'elu shnei yomim. The fact that outside of Eretz Yisrael we make out of every Yom Tov, every holiday, 2 days. Minahog hu. It's a custom. Now you're going to see right away that although he says it's a minhag, the next line seems to contradict what he just says. And what's the next thing? And he says it again in Chafes. He says, the Yom Tov sheni, and the second day, is midivrei sofrim hu. It's rabbinic in nature. That's already a higher level than minhag. Okay, rabbinic means the rabbi says, sure, minhag is like custom. Umidvarm shnitzchat shubagolos. And this came from things that, new situations that developed in the exile. So, how do we resolve the apparent contradiction over here? It's very clear. The Rambam says in the laws of Talmud Torah, for example, he says we excommunicate people for doing 24 bad things, and one of them is denigrating the words of the rabbis. And then he says, and included in that, after the 24, is desecrating the second day of the Yom Tov of exile, even though it's a minhag. So again, he calls it a minhag, a custom. But, which means that's not midivrei sofrim. Sofrim means rabbinic, means the rabbis made it a rabbinic law. We have biblical law, rabbinic law, and then custom, which is even below that. And as we just said, if you read ahead, he says, though, again, in the Rambam, in the very next line, he says, it's these 2 days are midivrei sofrim, are rabbinic. So one of the commentators explains that the whole reason we have a second day of Yom Tov, it began as a minhag. As the Gemara in Beya says, be careful with the minhag of our forefathers. And then, in other words, it became a minhag because it was hard for people. The whole reason we have 2 days in exile is because when we sanctified the moon, by the sighting of the moon, people outside of Eretz Yisrael would not find out exactly when the new moon was. And they wouldn't find out in time. Right? If you lived out in Bavel, you know, word wouldn't get out to you in 2 weeks' time to know when Pesach was. You know, Pesach is 14 days after Rosh Chodesh, but you won't get there in time, so they wouldn't know. So therefore, you know, the minhag evolved, as it were. In other words, because of the realities of life, that became the custom. People would be waiting, well, what day is Pesach? We're not going to know. So the minhag became as such. However, so that's how it started. But then once the sighting of the moon was no longer necessary, right? Got the point where say, well, we don't have a Bezdin anymore. We're not going to have a Bezdin anymore. We're just Hillel HaKotan. He went and just set the calendar for the next couple thousand years. And that's it. He made the calendar the way it was. He sanctified it in advance. So we don't need any people to come and tell us, witnesses to come and tell us. So the rabbis established not to get rid of this minhag, and then it became a rabbinic law to make it 2 days. So in other words, it started out as minhag, okay, because of the logistical problems that happened, and then the rabbi said, and now we're going to leave it the way it is. We're going to say it's 2 days of Yom Tov. So that deals with the apparent conflict over there. Either way, you have to keep it. All right, continuing in the Rambam. Vein osim b'nei Eretz Yisrael, shnei yomim tovim, but Jews in Eretz Yisrael do not make 2 days of Yom Tov. Ela v'rosh Hashanah b'vat, only for Rosh Hashanah, and u'behilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, and in the laws of the Rambam that I will be explaining Kiddush HaChodesh, misefer zeh in this book of Zmanim, Navar Iker Minig, I'll explain the real reason, the primary reason for the Minig, why in Eretz Yisrael Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. Umeinza Tam Oysin Rosh Hashanah Shayomim B'chol Mokom, and why we make Rosh Hashanah 2 days in every place. And basically, again, the reason being, when we established the moon the new moon by sighting. So so even in Eretz Yisrael it's a problem, because Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. Other holidays at least have some time. Rosh Hashanah there is no time. And no one can even run. You can't even run from the Beis Din because you can't go out of the Tchum. So you couldn't even tell others at all what it is. So people would have problems. And even in Yerushalayim, where they would make Rosh Chodesh, it would be a problem. What if the people, the witnesses, don't come till late in the afternoon? And then you already finished the Shir Shel Hayom for the Levim, which would be different if it was Rosh Hashanah or not Rosh Hashanah. And because of that, the custom became and said, we got to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. That's all there is to it. Right, so the only two-day holiday in Eretz Yisrael is Rosh Hashanah. Because for technical reasons, it just had to be that way. Now, even when the calendar has been fixed already, we still make it a two-day yontif the way it was to keep that tradition. The rabbis said we have to keep it that way, and it's 2 days everywhere in the entire world, Rosh Hashanah. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So still, I'm just trying to think of like when discussions with people about with that sort of reform mindset that they keep that one day. So technically, so they're leading from the Torah, they're leading, having 1 day. The second day, they don't follow because they don't follow that way of rabbi rabbinic thinking. So, you know,
they don't follow any rabbinic thinking.
Right. So I'm saying to you that they're not. They could argue that they're following the holiday. They're just not following the way we're following.
Okay, again, if you don't, the Torah says clearly, the Bible says biblically, you must listen to what the rabbis say.
Clearly.
The Torah says, God says, whatever the rabbis tell you the law is, God says, I want you to keep it that way. So then there's no way around it. It's not like all the rabbis said this, I don't have to listen to the rabbis. God said you have to listen to the rabbis. Let me try to make it a little bit better, an explanation. I'm sure all your secular friends have no problem taking Christmas off. Oh, and the rabbinic day of Boxing Day. Oh, not to work 2 days? That comes from secular-minded people who just don't want to work. Holy, holy rabbis that understand what Judaism is all about and were empowered by God to make the religion as livable as possible and enjoyable as possible. If the rabbi said to make it 2 days, why should it be any worse than Boxing Day? Especially when God says you should listen to what the rabbis say. Right? Then they make another family day. Well, no one's arguing. Right? So when it comes to a Jewish thing, so what does that really say? The secular people don't really care what the holidays are all about. They don't care what the holidays are about, so why do you want to have another day? They don't understand what the day's all about. When it comes for vacations, everyone wants another day of vacation. So why don't they say, well, it's just Ontario rabbi, not even rabbis. Politicians, which are less respectable than rabbis. Why should we listen to them? You know? Oh, but that's the Canadian law. Imagine, your secular friends are employers. So I don't want to give them a day off in February. If you don't, we'll throw you in jail. Right? So why are the rabbis any less important than the Canadian government? That's all. I mean, especially when the Torah says, God says, you must listen to what the rabbis say, because the rabbis, they have the pulse of the spiritual needs of the people, and they're doing it really with my approval. So obviously, you know, when earlier times existed, you know, 1 day of Yontav was spiritually sufficient for us. You know what? I understand. We used to only have 1 day off in Canada, right? Sunday. You don't have to go that far back. 56 years. 1 day off. You work 6 days a week. Then they realize, you know, we can't live this way anymore. It's impossible. It is oppressive. It's slavery. We have to have 2 days off. And now from 2 days off, now I make long weekends. And this weekend and that weekend. Why? You know why? Because the government says we don't have a revolution here. We have to adjust accordingly. So why are the rabbis treated any less important if they understand that spiritually we need enough? The gullus is so hard. The secular week is so rips apart Yiddishkeit. You need a couple more days of Yontif outside of Eretz Yisrael. You need it. Makes a lot of sense to me. Makes a lot of sense. Okay, anyway. Chofetz. Yontov Sheni, the second day of Yontif. Ah, Papushi, it's rabbinic. Kol davar she'asur berishon, asur b'sheni. Anything that's prohibited on the first day of Yontif is prohibited on the second day. V'chol machalu Yontif sheni, anyone who desecrates the second day of Yontif, v'afilu shol Rosh Hashanah, even if it's Rosh Hashanah, v'im b'davar shu mishum shvus, whether it's just a shvus, which means something to keep the spirit of Shabbos, v'im b'malach, whether it's an activity that's rabbinic, Vein shasat chusat chum, whether you've gone out of the 2,000 chum
wow.
limit.
Makin.
Any of these. What's the punishment?
Lashes.
Makin also makas mardus. We give them rabbinic lashes. Now what did we have before if you did a malacha before? Remember in halacha given, we said, what if you're on the first day yontif? You get biblical lashes.
That's 40.
If you go and do a prohibited act on first day of yontif, biblical lashes. Second day of Yontif, it's rabbinic lashes, makas martis. So you still lashed, but it's by rabbinic nature because the whole second day is rabbinic in nature. Or, if they so desire, minadin, they excommunicate the fellow, more severe punishment. When you excommunicate the guy, that means separation from the community. You can't sit within 8 feet of the guy. The guy is not part of a minion, doesn't get an aliyah, doesn't get buried with Jews until it's lifted. And Jews took that, there used to be a time when Jews took that seriously.
That was serious,
right? Unless, imlo yemina talmidim, unless he was a Talmud Chacham, then we wouldn't have to give him such a strict punishment. Now, ukashem sharishon asur behesped vitainis. And just like the first day of Yontif, it's prohibited to have eulogies or fasting on Yontif and b'chayiv v'simcha, and you're obliged to be joyous, and later on the Rambam will discuss exactly how you fulfill that requirement. So just like that's on the first day, kach hasheni, so is the second day. Vein hefresh, vein benem hefresh, there's no difference between them, el le'inyan meis bovat, only regarding how we deal with the dead, which we'll discuss shortly. Now the truth of the matter is, we'll see there are other differences besides the dead between the first and second day, but this last line is referring to Rosh Hashanah, the first and second day of Yom Hashanah, where that's the only difference dealing with the dead. So when dealing with the dead, that's the only difference, first, second day of Rosh Hashanah. While even though it's true, first, second day of Yom Hashanah, the difference is how you deal with the dead, but there's other differences as well, as will be elaborated in the next two halachas. Chav Gimel will now talk about how we deal with the dead on Yom Hashanah. Hameis b'yontav rishon. If someone, God forbid, dies on the first day of Yontav, yis'asku b'kfuraso hagoyim. The non, you would, according to the biblical level, you may bury a Jew who dies on the first day of Yontav, but it must be done through goyim and not through Jews. Why? Now, on the one hand, burying the dead is a mitzvah. It's clearly a mitzvah. So why couldn't a Jew bury another Jew? Well, it doesn't push off Yontif, because Yontif has, just like Shabbos, has a positive mitzvah and a negative mitzvah. And even though it's a positive mitzvah to bury a Jew, but one positive does not knock off a negative and a positive. And therefore, Jews cannot bury another Jew on Yontif. However, you can have goyim, because the issue of kavod hameis, especially in Eretz Yisrael, especially in Yerushalayim, really is a mitzvah to bury a person the day he dies. So, therefore, for respect for the dead, we allow the non-Jews to bury the Jew. But the only thing the Jews, so that's what the non-Jews are can do on the first day. And the only thing we prohibit against Jews is the actual burying. But how about putting on the shroud, or to prepare hot water for them for the purification, or to take him out and to guard him by the grave? All those that are burying malachas, they could be done by Jews. So technically, on the first day of Yontif, you can bury a Jew through the use of non-Jews. And how is it different than the second day? It will be Yom Tov Sheni. On the second day of Yontif, Yisasku by Yisrael. Then the Jews can be engaged in burying him completely. V'aisim lo kol tzrachav, and do everything he needs. Kigon, for example, Asiyas Hamita, making the casket, or really a bed, the way they would have it carried out, the stretcher. Utfiris HaTechrichim, you could sew up the Tachrichim, the shrouds. uktsitzas habesamim, and chopping up the different spices that they use for the dead. V'chol kayotz b'zeh, anything that's necessary for the funeral needs could be done by Jews on the second day. Hold on, I know what everyone's going to ask. Okay, now why she yomtiv sheni legabi hameis? Because the second day of yomtiv, in regard to dealing with the dead, is kechol uchashiv. It's considered like a weekday. The second day for that point only. Even for the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we also treat it that way, and technically that all...
Does it say the second day, or Bishnei Yom?
I know, but the way the commentaries explain it means the second day.
That's not the way it's written.
I know, but that's not the way it translates.
Okay.
That's not the way the commentaries explain it. So, there's a very important footnote over here. So, let's just see the number. Yeah. So the Tur and the Ramah, they mention the Minog of Rabbeinu Tam, which says that that really the first and the second day are the same. So it's different than the Rambam, but the Ramah agrees that that to this custom, if it's possible to find a goy to do these things, it's better. But if it's impossible for a goy, then it can even be done by Jews. That's all in theory. However, Lamaisa, practical now, and the truth is, it used to be years ago that this did happen. You would see people buried, especially on the second day of Yom Tov. But the custom nowadays is we don't bury people on Yom Tov because many other desecrations can happen that is not allowed to happen on the Yom Tov, and therefore we postpone it till after Yom Tov. In other words, especially when you live so far away and there's a lot of things, I don't know, you know, necessarily driving a car would be allowed. I mean, if you want to carry the casket is one thing, driving a car is another. And then how would you drive back? Can you imagine if you had to go to Party Shalom?
The whole thing used to be
right next door. It was right next door. But can you imagine going to Party Shalom? We'll walk to Party Shalom now with the casket.
It's heavy.
Even if you could drive, I don't think it would be heavy to drive back. So there's too many issues, and I guess the rabbi saw there was a lot of desecration not related to the funeral that was going on, and therefore for that we don't do it. I don't know in Eretz Yisrael. I don't think so. It's happening nowadays, but the pure halacha is that really even on the first day of Yom Tov, if you could manage it with a goy, it could be done. Okay. Chavdal. Now we get to other differences between the first 2 days of Yom Tov. Now, Shnei Yomim Tovim Elu Shel Golios. These 2 days of Yom Tov in the exile, Shtei Kedushas Heim. They have two separate holinesses. Ve'enim Kiyom Echad. They're not considered like one day. In other words, here's the question: do we consider the 2 days of Yom Tov? It's like 1 48-hour period of Yom Tov. It's like one block, just like Chol HaMoed, for example, is like a 4-5 day block. One day goes to the next, and there's no problem one day to the next. So do we look at the Yom Tov as really 1 48-hour day? Or do you look at this, 2 separate 24-hour days, and we'll see there's a big difference in a minute. Therefore, we say it's 2 different holinesses, 2 separate days, not connected one with the other. And therefore, because it's coming out of a doubt. So what really is happening, for sure, out of these 2 days, without a question, one day is not a holiday. We can't fool ourselves. One day is not a holiday. We're strict. We treat both days as a holiday. But we know one day is for sure a chol, and one is for a holiday. So therefore, you can't say it's a one block Yom Tov of 48 hours, because you know one day isn't Yom Tov. Lefikach, therefore, let's say something became muktza on that first day of Yom Tov, or let's say was born on that first day of Yom Tov, and we couldn't use it. If you prepare it for the second day, you could use it on the second day. Say if an egg was, theoretically, something came into being on the first day, you could then use it on the second day. Why? Well, let's think about it for a minute. What is the first day? Is the first day Yom Tov or not Yom Tov? So let's go either way. Let's say the first day is Yom Tov. Okay. But the second day is not yontif. So therefore, there's no prohibition on the second day. Okay. Now, let's say the first day is not yontif, and the second day is yontif, then the first day was already permitted, so I'm just preparing to use it for the second day, which you, from a weekday to a yontif, you can certainly prepare. And then you can do that. So that's why if something came in on day one, you can for sure use it on day two. So he gives examples. Kate said, Beitza Shinol de Barishon. If an egg was hatched on the first day, Teochel B'Sheni came on the second day. Now, you have to figure out, though, didn't the Rambam say yesterday that we prohibit it?
Because of Shabbos, Yontif Shabbos.
But we prohibit it for that day, but not for the second day. That's what he said.
Well, he didn't say yesterday that. He didn't say
Let's say, now so whatever hatches on the first day, you can't have.
That's only from Shabbos, Yontif Shabbos.
And then we said, even if it's not, remember, we made a gzera, even if it's not following Shabbos, remember, because if, for a case where it would follow Shabbos.
Because people get confused.
But here, for the second day of Yontif already, maybe, you're not allowing it on the first day. So on the second day already, then there'll be less confusion, and that might still be fine. Okay. Because what Rama says, because Memon of Shach, you should be able to have it on the second day.
So we say a Shach Yonu on Yonu on both days.
Right.
But in Rosh Hashanah, don't we have this doubt? And that, isn't that when we have to wear something new?
Right. Okay, so let's just hold on to your question for about 2 minutes till I get to the Rosh Hashanah part, and then we're going to get to it more. It's going to explain it even more. So just hang on. So therefore, you can have it on the second day of the egg. Chayvav shenitzor b'rishon. Let's say a bird or a wild animal got captured on the first day.
You can use it on the second.
Yeah, chol v'sheni. You can eat it on the second day. Dover mechuber lekarka shenekah b'rishon. Somebody was attached to the ground but got disattached by the wind or something. You couldn't use it on the first day, according to the Rambam, because you never planned on using it, but you could use it on the second day. You can also put a little mascara on your eye on the second day of Yontif. Even though you're not sick. In other words, you have a little bit of pain on your eye. You put some kind of a medicine on your eyes.
So
if you have a little bit of pain, the second day will be lenient, even though the whole body's healthy. Because on the second day we're a little, so here's another example. The second day we're a little more lenient dealing with medical issues. Now, the med, remember, when do we sell this? Bishneyam Tomishal Golios, the 2 days of Yontif in the exile. Avoshneyam Ishal Rosh Hashanah, but the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, we consider it Kedusha Achas Haim. They're considered one long holiness. It's like one day for everything. So now, if anything came into the world in the first day, it's prohibited the second day. The only difference is except for the dead. We make that distinction on the first day. It could be done with goy, even the second day could be done with yidden. All right. So shenol the barishon, if an egg is hatched on the first day, shenol shana, so b'shen, so on the second day. It's like 48-hour day. Kobe is anything similar to that. Now. So now your question, Shelley, is like this. So why are we concerned more about the Shechiyonu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? That's where it's problematic. Even though it's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and there was a certain degree of doubt, but the rabbis have instituted to consider it like a long day. It's a long day, then since when do you make 2 Shechiyonos on one day? So since it's like, but it is 2 days, and there was a bit of a doubt of the day at the same time, except for the rabbi said, well, still, at the end of the day, we got to say Shechiyonu twice. But on the hand that it's one long day, you really shouldn't say Shechiyonu twice. So rabbis say, therefore, find something else that your Shechiyonu bracha will go on for the second day. Buy a new suit,
pumpkin,
a new
grapes.
Fruit.
Why is it considered pumpkins. One day?
That's already more of a mystical, mystical thing. So
is it 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in Israel?
Everywhere. Yerushalayim, everywhere.
It has something to do with that.
So already, even though it was for technical reasons, but there's deeper mystical reasons that we're saying it's one long day. So now on the one hand it's 2 days, and it's one day. So since it is 2 days, we do make 2 Shechiyonos. So on the count that it's one day, and maybe you don't need to make a second Shechiyonu. Therefore, we want to cover it, be careful, and have a new suit for the second day. So that's a new fruit.
One of those two
it's
things.
It's easier to have a new suit.
A lot cheaper to get a fruit out of two.
But we've already gone through this new fruit business, and Martin feels the only
There's two things. The pumpkin.
If it's ready in September.
Yeah, if it's ready in September. But the Concord grapes will definitely be ready in September.
These are Ontario Concord grapes.
Ontario Concord grapes.
Concord grapes.
You don't get them
long.
All year round.
We went through this with oranges and mandarins or grapes and
grapes. No. We went. Concord grapes are very distinct. He has a distinction. They're definitely distinct.
So
grapes.
If you want to get yourself Concord grapes anyway. And they're not imported and you don't get Concord grapes all year, whatever, it could be. Anyway, better get a suit.
Let's put this
better. The suit is the best bet.
Yeah, but that's
a brand new suit for sure. Without a shyness.
I always have two brand new suits ready to go. But the thing is,
and about the K has to have two suits.
I know, but it's cheaper.
For his shechting on the second day, it's also a shyness. So he needs to. So really, the Baal Pekesh put a new suit on second night of Rosh Hashanah, and then another new suit on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. If he blows,
that's why I got Concord grapes.
But twice a year, you buy new suits a year, right? So. Anyway, so that's the idea. Okay, let's just finish the last halacha here.
What
Shabbos? Let's just finish, guys. Shabbos hasmucha leyantiv. Let's say a Shabbos that came was next to Yontif. The nolda beitza ba'achad mehem, and an egg was hatched on one of the 2 days. Asura b'sheni, you can't have it on the second day. V'chein kol kayyitza b'zeh, and anything similar to that. For example, let's say an egg was hatched on Yontif. You can't have it that day. And you can't have it the Shabbos afterwards because you can't prepare from Yontif to Shabbos.
Or the opposite.
And the opposite, right?
That's where their Erev Tavshilin comes
right?
in.
Right, so you can't do that. The Afilu Nogin Shein even hatched on the second day, and then comes Shabbos.
No.
Lotech of the Shabbos, you can't end the Shabbos that follows after that.
Because again, you're preparing
you
from
can't
the
prepare
Yontif
from
to
Yontif
the Shabbos.
Shabbos. Unless you've made a Mei of Tavshilin, which we didn't get to, that we will get to in one time in the future. Okay, Shkai, we'll finish the first parak.
We will
resume the Rambam.
This is it?
Wednesday, August 18th.
Oh, boy. That's my anniversary.
Okay, Wednesday, August 18th. But tomorrow night, everyone's free to learn with the Seat Boys. He's changing his schedule tomorrow night.
We went through this.
Well.